One country President Trump will not be visiting on his Asia tour is Mongolia. No big surprise, Mongolia has a small population, and it's often overshadowed anyway by its powerful neighbors, Russia to the north, China to the south. Still, look out for Mongolia because it's starting to flex its economic muscle, especially when it comes to mining. Lots of mineral resources in Mongolia, including a lot of gold. Problem is, getting that gold out of the ground can be a very dirty business, especially for small-scale miners. But reporter Ann Bailey says that's starting to change.
A hand-cranked cable lowers me down a 70-foot dirt shaft into a narrow black tunnel. The space is so small that you can't stand up. But there are three men down here, and they use their headlamps to show me the section of rock where they've been digging. We're in a small gold mine about 2 hours north of Mongolia's capital, Ulaanbaatar. Mongolia is home to lots of small gold mines like this one, and plenty of big ones, too. Until about a decade ago, many of them used mercury to extract the gold from the ore. And that was a big problem.
Mercury can accumulate in the food chain and convert to methyl mercury, which is toxic to humans.
That's Salim Ali, a professor of energy and environmental policy at the University of Queensland, who studied mining in Mongolia. The country recognized these health and environmental concerns a decade ago and shut down all centralized gold processing plants that used mercury. It was a change that the big companies could take in stride. But the little guys, like the ones I met, were left on their own. That's when Narensok Belku stepped up. We didn't really know what we were going to do at first, Belku says. But we were able to connect with some specialists in Switzerland who taught us about non-mercury technology. Belku was one of 32 independent gold miners who formed a local cooperative after Mongolia's ban on mercury. A couple years later, with the help of a Swiss government agency, he opened the first non-mercury facility in the country for small miners around the town of Bornor. The ore passes through a crusher and roller mill until it's pulverized into dirt. But then the dirt heads to what's called a shaking table, which uses water and gravity instead of water and mercury to separate out the gold.
You see that speckles? Just small, tiny bit? That's the gold.
That's my translator, Baska.
So they will actually collect all the gold into these three metal boxes. It's a long process.
Long and not terribly efficient, says Dr. Salim Ali.
Using just water, you are not likely to be successful once you start to get to low-grade deposits.
Ali says most big gold mines in Mongolia now use cyanide to extract gold because it works better with those lower-grade deposits, and it's less toxic than mercury. Some artisanal miners have turned to cyanide, too, but it can still be harmful. Miner Narensok Belku says gravitational water processing can protect the environment better and still recover more than 80% of the gold from the ore. At the small mine near the Bornor plant, Belku's colleague Dambi Surunjav Tovchinamjargal says he's glad to be part of a water processing cooperative. Sometimes we don't get anything from here, Tovchinamjargal says. But whenever we do get gold, we actually make decent money. And Salim Ali says it's vital income in a country without a lot of ways to make a living.
You know, this country has enormous mineral reserves and they don't have much else.
And yet, advocates for independent miners say the government has been slow to help them out by investing in more water processing plants like this one. To date, only three have been built. They still don't understand what we are trying to do, Belku says. Salim Ali says the government is reluctant to encourage what it sees as a largely unregulated industry. But Belku says people will keep digging up gold here with or without government help and processing it with or without mercury. So the government should invest in plants that help these small-scale miners do it without poisoning themselves and the environment. And he wants this plant to be an example. My hope is to help the small miners operate well so that the government will support us, Belku says. That's my hope. For The World, Ann Bailey, Bornor, Mongolia.
You're listening to The World.